Amen and amen. You may please be seated. You're welcome to church. It's been a wonderful service already. And I hope you paid attention to all the messages in the song. Like some people will say, the caption is in the song. So today the message is in the song. The message is in the song. Like after all this year, it has been good. After all these years, he's still the Yahweh, he's still the Jireh, he's still the Shaddai, he's still the one who can do what he has promised. So you should remember those songs and take the message with you. Amen to Jesus. You're welcome again. If today's your first time in Victory House, we're so glad you are here. You chose a wonderful day to be with us. We're celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a time for you to be with us. Keep clapping. If you wave your hands to me, the ushers will come and help me say hello to you. Just wave your hands to me. I see you helping me with that hand. Thank you very much. If you are sitting near somebody who is new here, help them with their hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can see them. Some shy people, but help me. Help me. Help me with them. Keep clapping, people. Don't stop. Don't stop. This is Christmas service. Come on, let's give them a Christmas celebration. Yes, you are so, so welcome. Good to have you here. Ushers, there are still some. I see. Okay, yeah, that's my brother. Has he been giving a bag? The ushers will give you a green bag, and if they have not given you, please, you need to take these gifts with you. A green bag. Just wave your hand if you have not been given a green bag. The ushers will come to you. Oh, she's new here. Okay, okay, okay. And finally, they got her hands up. Come on now. Yes, yes. Thank you for joining us. Such a good time to be in church. We're so happy you are here. It's already looking like Christmas. Amen. If we've forgotten that it's Christmas, at least Chicago is telling us it's Christmas. It's already white. And this white is okay. Is everybody in agreement with me? The white we have is white enough. Amen. So just stay there for a bit and we'll think about you some other time. You know, if you're joining us today, thank you for coming. We're so glad you are here. We've prayed that you should come here. And you are one of the joys that we have on this Christmas service. Thank you for coming. This is home to you. Whenever you are around here, or if you live in town, please make this your home and come again and again. Because in this place, if you are a man, you become victor by name. Amen to Jesus. And if you're a lady, you become Victoria. And every way, it will be victory all the way in Jesus' name. Thank you for coming. There's a card in that the bag you were given. Please fill the card and give to our ushers. If you're watching online, you can also let us know that you are there. If you say, I'm new here, wherever you're watching us, somebody may be able to contact you. Or if you're living in the United States, you can send a text to, you can send iVisitor to 94,000. iVisitor to 94,000. That's our own way of having AI. All right? We'll be able to get you to fill a form, and then we'll be able to reach out to you. What do we do with your contact? We just want to love on you, want to call you, want to say hi. We want to also pray for you, okay? We want to hold you up in prayer and ask that God will show you mercy in Jesus' precious name. Don't worry about the sound that you are hearing. I bet if you were in the manger where Jesus was born, it was not quiet. Can somebody say amen? So we are in the manger this morning. So we have the children's church with us. So there's all kinds of joyful noise to God. And we are fine with that. Amen to Jesus. Because in Jesus' name, we'll have more of those joyful songs. In Jesus' name, they will not reduce, they will only increase. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 2. Time has really been well spent. I'll just say a few things and then I'll be out of your way. By the way, as a way of announcement, I know there will be more announcement later on. We will not have midweek this week, which is Christmas Day. And I think the next time midweek service happens is in 2025. But the worship team has already prophesied, joy is coming. Some people thought they were going into a new year, but they are going into joy. I say, joy is coming. Wow. The message is still in the song, okay? I'm just reading about the message. You go and listen to that. Some people just listen to that last song and listen to it again and again. Sometimes even plead against something that they wrote for you. You're having an exam. There is something that is negative. Play that song. Though the night may be weary, though 2024 may be one kind, but joy is coming. glory. Matthew chapter 2. I'll read from verse 1 to verse 12. Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that was born king? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Verse 3, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Verse 4, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. And verse 7, then Herod, when he had secretly called his wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Verse 9 says, and when they had heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. One translation said they were overjoyed. Can I prophesy to somebody? It's your season of overjoy. It's your season of joy unlimited. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then verse 12, and being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Can I still prophesy again? Somebody will be overjoyed. Somebody will enter into new phase of joy. The message of Christmas, that's what I want to just talk about this morning. The message of Christmas. There are many messages in Christmas. Some of it you've heard through the songs that happened this morning. Many different messages. But there is a particular message that I want you to pay attention to this morning as we look at what happened when Jesus was born. One of the things you will see about the birth of Jesus is not the regular birth you will always have. Normally, when you give birth and that person has a royal lineage, that person will be born a prince. But when Jesus was born, according to these people that went to see Jesus, they said there is somebody that has been born, and as he's born as a child, he's not born as a prince, he's already born as a king. That means that Jesus was not born to be enthroned king. Jesus was already coronated king and born as a king. He didn't come as a prince, so he didn't have to be elevated to the place of the king. He came as the king from birth. There is no other person that it has happened to like that. Every king that you probably know today, they were born prince. They were born heir apparent to the throne and they became king. But he was born king because by him were all things created, and through him does everything consist. So you need to understand that the birth of Jesus is not just an ordinary birth. It was the birth of a king. And that should come into your consciousness every now and then when you get into places that you worship and you you pay allegiance to the king that was born king, to the king that his kingship is not in the league of any other king. He has a kingship that is all by himself. So when we call him kings of kings, we're not just calling him kings of kings because he's just kings over kings. He is kings, is the king among kings, because every other king, they were enthroned, and because they were enthroned, they will be dethroned. Or if you want to use the word president, every other president was elected, or in some cases elected, you know, in some country election is election, okay? So they just random pick, whether you vote or you don't vote, that person will win. But whatever they did, they were elected or selected. But Jesus was never elected, neither selected, so nobody can reject him, nobody can dethrone him. He cannot be impeached, he cannot leave his throne. His throne is forever. So can somebody shout hallelujah to that? The message of Christmas, when God gave to us Jesus, he was passing a message to us. In John chapter 3 verse 16, which is pretty popular, many people can say that offhand, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. John 3 16, not 26, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Jesus was given as a gift. Jesus was given as a gift. Why did Jesus need to be given as a gift? Romans chapter 5 verse 15. The Bible says the trespass is not like the gift. Romans chapter 5 verse 15. It says, but the free gift is not like the offense or the trespass. For it is by one man's offense that many died, but much more the grace of God and the gift. And the gift by the grace of the one man. Jesus is the gift of God. Jesus is the embodiment of the grace of God. In John chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says, of his fullness have we received one grace upon another grace. That means that inside Jesus, there are dimensions of graces, and you cannot finish it. It's from grace to grace. It's from one level of grace. It's from one stacking of grace. That's why I have come to tell somebody that after all these years, God will still show you goodness. God will still do some things for you that you couldn't do for yourself, in the name of Jesus. So Jesus is the gift that was given to us, and his gift is being given to us as a gift was a message to us. He came as a gift so that we will receive the gift. So the first thing you have to do with the gift that came with Christmas is that you will receive that gift. You know, the other day, this other day is quite a long day ago, several years ago, I did this research, and I found that Christmas was one of the season that had the most, that's where retail people make the most money. Christmas, even way bigger than Black Friday. Christmas is where people made the most money. And it was estimated that in 2013, that the U.S. economy generated $3 trillion. $3 trillion just at Christmas. Now, to understand what $3 trillion mean, there are about maybe 310 million people in America, and then maybe 110 or 111 million households. That means with just $1 trillion, each person in America, the 305 or 10 million people, will be given 3,280, or I will round it up to $3,000 per person. And in every household, $9,000 was what was not spent in the year, just spent at Christmas. Why so much spending at Christmas? Because there is a message in Christmas, and that message is about gift. It's about the gift of Jesus. Even though not everybody understands that the message of Christmas is a message of gift, but there is something about Christmas that moves people towards buying and giving, because the message of Christmas is the gift that keeps giving. All right? So Christmas has been found to be the most profitable business time for many retailers. Why? Because there is a message in Christmas. The gift of God himself came here on earth. Now, because this gift came, it came not just to be a gift to you. It came so that you will unwrap that gift and make use of that gift. And when you do that unwrapping and making use of that gift, you yourself will become a gift. So, like I said the other time, the first thing you do with that gift is that you accept it. The Bible speaking in John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12. It says, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. I like that Christmas happens on December 25th, and then the next day is Boxing Day. Some of us when we were younger, we thought it was a physical something because we never unboxed anything, you know. That's the story for another day because my house, we're on the go. Let me just put it that way. And it was for Jesus. We didn't believe that you could sit in your house on Christmas Day and then, no. You have to be on the go for Jesus. And there's a value to that. That's how I grew up. And that's why sometimes on Christmas Day, I want to get busy for Jesus. And you still get busy for Jesus, but it's also okay if you are staying with family. Can somebody say amen? And I like that the next day after Christmas, we unbox, we open the box. Now, the real Christmas, the real birth of Jesus is supposed to be that Christmas will become an everyday affair. And that everyday affair will mean that you and I will every day unbox this gift called Jesus that has been given to us. And this gift called Jesus, we receive the gift. Now, when we receive that gift, we must now in return begin to replicate the same that gift did to us. You know, the Bible speaking in John 3:16, which we just read earlier on, that God came to give us gifts. But the John 3:16 you read in the Gospel of John has a counterpart to it. And if you and I will practice the message of Christmas, we need to align ourselves to the counterpart of John 3:16. What is the counterpart of John 3:16? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. The message of Christmas is Jesus. The message of Christmas is gift. And when we receive this gift, we also become generous. So the message of Christmas is actually generosity. In first John chapter 3 and 16, the Bible says, but we know love because he laid his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. If you really receive the message of Christmas, it will not be only Jesus that becomes a gift. You also will become a gift. It will not be only God that gives. You also will be a giver. Yes, I know the Bible says in John chapter 3 and 27, no man can receive anything except to be given from above. I know that James chapter 1 verse 17 says that all good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. But I know that when God gives gift, he also wants the receiver of the gift to also become gifts to their world. And so this morning, as we look at Christmas in 2025, this is the message I want you to take with you. I want you to remember that God was lavish in the gift he gave to us. God was generous in giving Jesus to us. We read in Romans chapter 5 verse 15 that the gift was bigger than the offense, that the gift was greater than the trespass, that the gift God gave us in Jesus was very generous. And this morning, God is saying, if you have not received that gift, receive the gift. Much more than receive the gift, now replicate that gift that you have received. You need to replicate the gift. Every now and then, when you think about Christmas, when you think about Jesus came, you should not only receive Jesus, make other people also receive Jesus. The coming of Jesus into your life should be the reason why Jesus comes into other people's life.
Many people have heard about the first coming of Jesus Christ. They even know that Jesus is coming back again. But there are many people in 2024 that have still not heard that Jesus came the first time. And you know that he came the second time. Hear me and hear me very well this morning. If Jesus has come the first time and is real to you, you should make this Christmas such that you let Jesus be known to other people that he has come the first time. That is the message of Christmas. Generosity. And the kind of generosity that God has. Where God is able to shine his light, is able to make the sun to be on the good and the bad. Not selective generosity. Because when God was going to give Jesus, he gave the whole world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. He didn't say, okay, I will give this my only begotten son to whosoever will believe in him. Meaning that Jesus, yes, you will come and die, but you only die for the people that identify with you. So let there be a subscription. Scan this code if you want salvation or if you are going to receive Jesus. When Jesus came to die, there was no guarantee that anybody was going to receive him. The generosity was a big risk. God took a big limp and big risk to send Jesus to come and die for you and me. Until today, people are still rejecting it. There are so many people. In fact, where he was born, you know, we are celebrating now. If you can get to the manger, which I don't think you can, but I'm sure they will say there's some point that is a manger if you go to Israel now. The people are wondering why you are so excited about it. They are wondering, they are like, these guys, I don't know why you're excited, because this is our brother that came and gone. He's one of our brothers, that's about it. There's nothing more to him. There are people like that now. So this morning, God is reminding you, God is reminding me, that the gift of Jesus is the gift that you should accept and is the gift that you should replicate. Christmas is a season that should remind us of generosity. We should be generous in our sharing Jesus with other people. We should be generous in our sharing our time with other people. Yes, in Christmas, people try to buy gifts, and there is something in buying that gift. But much more than that, why don't you become a gift to somebody this Christmas? Why doesn't your presence be something that somebody will be grateful to God for? Why don't you use your own prayer time to be a blessing to other people? Do you know that in 2024, the average Christian prays a day, but 99.9% of that prayer has no effect on other people? It's only about themselves. This Christmas, Jesus is telling you, I came for other people. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, he said, if I came for you, I am expecting you to also go for other people. I'm expecting you to also lay your life down for people. Today, we enjoyed the ministry of the worship team. Do you know that they actually laid their lives for us? Many of them were coming for Rehearsal. Many of them live far away from this place. 1 hour drive, 1 hour, 20 minutes drive. And they had Rehearsal, I don't know how many times this week. That is giving their life for people. That is giving their time for some other person. And I'm asking you this Christmas, let it not just be God that is giving. Let it also be that you will give something. God is asking you to give. He's asking you to be generous. And I'm not trying to take an offering now, because some people are thinking, the next thing I'll just say, pass the offering envelope. It's beyond that. I'm asking you to become the offering. I'm asking you to become the gift. I'm asking you to understand that when Jesus came, one of the messages he wanted you to understand was, I am a gift. I want to make you a gift too. I want you to be a gift to your family. I want you to be a gift to your world. I want it to be that praise will be going to God on your behalf. I want you to be generous. Generous with your time. Generous with your prayer. Generous with your resources. Towards other people. Find people this Christmas and make them celebrate God. When the Bible said in that Matthew chapter 2 that we read, the Bible said there were people that came to see Jesus. The Bible called them wise men. Now, wise men, because of where they come from, there's an office of wise men, you know, some people that they call wise men. But I take it a little further, that their actions of respecting the fact that Jesus is a gift, and they also brought gift to Jesus and sacrifice, brought their time. Because do you know that Matthew chapter 2 did not happen maybe 5 days after Jesus died? Because they came from the east. To get to Israel will have taken them years. It's not, you know, when you read those things, you just feel like, it just happened the next day. It probably took them 2 years. It's not the same day that they got there. You know, Matthew 1, but Matthew 2 didn't happen the next day or the next few hours. No, it was many days. So the gold, frankincense, and myrrh was just a type, a symbol of their heart. The real gift was their sacrifice, was their time. They gave more than what you saw. They gave much more. They gave their time, they gave their sacrifice. And I believe that qualifies them as wise men. And so in this 2024 Christmas, I want you to be a wise man. I want you to be a wise woman. God is calling you to receive the gift of Jesus and become a gift to your world. Be a wise person. Be someone that will go the extra mile for other people. Be someone that will pray the extra mile for other people. Be somebody that will allow the burdens of others to come on you. Because 1 John chapter 3 verse 16 says, if you died for other people, what's the big deal for you dying for others too? I believe the best way to use your life is not just to have a long life. I believe you need to have a donated life. A life with duration is not the best life. It's a life that is a donation that is the best life. So let your life become a gift in this time of Christmas. Look for somebody that you can be a blessing to. Look for a family that you can lift up and adopt them in the place of prayer. Look for a street that you can begin to speak the word of God to. Look for somebody that you can send a message to. Do you know that a simple message can be a blessing? A simple message. There have been people in this church that have texted me out of the blues, and it was a blessing. Because sometimes people think that it's only every ministration should come from this side. Pastor, I need prayer. Sometimes ministration can come from that. In fact, many times it should come from this side. Because if it comes from this side will be able to give something. Because sometimes the reason a pastor cannot be a blessing is because he's bruised and battered. So some of those texts, it blesses my heart. Sometimes somebody will just call me. It's not to complain. It's not to say, Pastor, begin to pray now. Because some people, once I see the call, I should just go and on my knees and say, just keep talking. Because I need to go into prayer. But there are some people, they will just send you that text. Or they will give you that call. Pastor, I just want to check up on you. I just want to say, how are you doing? And it will bless my heart. Most times I will say, fine. But I will just know that I'm not alone in this. My real, I'm just not walking alone. There are other people that are, at least, you know, be kind to us. And leave pastor. Don't think after this, don't text me, but text somebody around you. And be a blessing to them. Especially somebody that is not expecting it. Christmas happened when it was least expected. That's how you can make Christmas happen for others. This Christmas, don't just watch Christmas happen as a day and as an event. Make Christmas happen for somebody. The message of Christmas is generosity. Can you bow down your heads and speak to God? I understand that you are speaking to me this morning and you are reminding me the importance of not just receiving the gifts, but me also becoming a gift to other people. Help me to be generous. Help me to be generous with my time, with my resources. Let me be a blessing to my world. Let people give you glory because of my life. In the name of Jesus. I want you to stand up this morning because I want to pray for you and I want to give you a gift from Jesus. The Bible says in that James chapter 1 verse 17, says, all good and all perfect gift cometh down from above. Will you receive your own gift this morning? Just speak to God and say, Lord, I believe you have something for me, even as we end this year. Yes, Jesus came as a gift, but I still know, after all this year, Jesus is still a gift, a particular gift. Somebody needs healing. It's a gift. You can take it now. Somebody needs direction this week. You are making a decision. There is an appointment this week. You can receive the gift in the name of Jesus. Somebody is traveling. Oh, yeah. I want the gift of safe trip, safe travel. It's a gift. You can receive it. It says, I will bless your going in and your coming out. Will you receive the gift this morning? Any gift you want from above, you can receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you. Thank you because you are the gift that never stops giving. And you are the gift that provides every other gift. And so this morning, as your children have asked you for one gift or the other, Lord, let that grief come down now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a manifestation this week to the many gifts that you have for them in Jesus' name. Let this Christmas not only be a reminder of your love for them, but let them be able to tangibly lay hands on the reasons for Christmas, many gifts showing up in different areas of their life in the name of Jesus. And much more than gifts in their life, Lord, help them to become a gift to other people. We give you praise this morning in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.